Hey, this is Scott Dahlquist. Welcome. So glad you stopped by today and happy that you stopped by today. Wanted to share something with you today that I've been discovering about myself. Tony Robbins has always said, and I subscribe to it, that life is happening for us, not to us. Here's one of the big things that I've learned about in that particular saying, and it's this. You have to know what you're looking for. You have to know what you're going after. You have to have that goal or that objective or that thought or that idea, that vision that you're working towards. If not, if you just sit back, this is what's happened to me. If I just sit back and I just believe that life is happening for me, not to me, I'm just drifting through life. I think back to what I've been doing for the last 10 or 15 years, and I've had somewhat goals, somewhat some objectives that I've been looking at and looking towards, but here's what I know. I have not really let life show me what it needs to show me. Some of the same challenges that I've had have happened over and over and over again. Let me give you a little bit of the backstory. For example, for me, one of the things that I've been doing for a long time is I've been doing computer consulting. And I never had a really specific goal or a vision for each and every year that I was looking at. So when something would come up, some little hardship, some little question of what direction do I want to go or why, it really wasn't an overwhelming thought. It wasn't an overwhelming feeling. So I would never really look at it and say, well, life's trying to hand me something here. So what I ran into all the time and the wall that I'd run into was the fact that I'm not doing anything with it. Not really having that overriding goal, that motivating goal or whatever out there was really just stopping me. Because the biggest challenge and the biggest thing that I was looking at was the fact that, you know what? It seems like if I try to make things happen, they don't. But if I step back and kind of allow them to happen, everything tends to work out. Now, let's fast forward some to some recent activities. I haven't had the vision. I haven't had the goal. I haven't had the mission. I haven't been motivated towards a common goal like I have in the past. I've been kind of drifting along, and that's really what it is, drifting along with life is happening for me, not to me. And you know what? When life is happening for you and not to you, you may be on the right side mentally, but if you're thinking about it this way, if it's like going down the river, if I just hop on the river, I'm going down the river. Oh, life's happening for me, not to me. Oh, there's a branch over the river. Oh, I'm going to run into it. Okay, well, I shouldn't do that in the future. See, that's different than just going down that river and saying, you know what? I want to be paddling here. I've got to look out for this. I want to go over here. I'm trying to get to this point. That challenge for me of not having a goal, not having something overriding has been huge. This is what I've been discovering today. This has been my big epiphany, if you will. I need to have that goal. I need to have that objective. I need to have that mission that I'm working towards. Then, when something happens to me, what do I do with it? Oh, that's trying to help me on my path to where I'm going. So I need to take that and use that as a way to propel me towards that motivation. Here's one of the things that I know about myself, or I've discovered about myself. In the past, when I've set goals for myself, I'd set goals and I'd know that I've got steps A, B, C, and 1, 2, 3 to accomplish. When I would go look at accomplishing those specific goals, they might not happen in the order that I thought. They may not happen at all. And I was more concerned of being tied to the specific outcome of each individual steps versus the entire result or the overriding outcome that I was looking for. So I would start to label it like, well, I'm getting too legalistic in my goal setting. I'm getting too legalistic in the specific steps that I need to take, so I backed off. Hey, life's happening for me, not to me. interesting, isn't it? Isn't it interesting how we can operate and what we can do? So I kind of got away from those goals, kind of got away from those objectives. I let the whole idea of life is happening for me, not to me, get in there and just take over. And oh, everything will be good. Everything will be fine. But it's funny how life works when we have a goal, when we have something that we're working towards, and then we bring that in, it makes a world of difference. One of the sayings that Zig Ziglar has had in the past was this: you can get everything in life you want if you just help enough other people get what they want, or something like that. I've followed that for a long time, but there was always one thing missing on the end of that. You can have everything in life you want if you can just help enough other people get what they want, as long as you know what you want. That was my biggest challenge. Again, I didn't have that overriding goal, that overarching goal, that mission, that vision that I was moving towards. So I'm just like a buoy out in the water in rough seas, getting moved up and down, going, yep, I'm a buoy. I'm out in rough water. I'm moving up and down. Okay, I want to get to calm seas. You see how this all works? We're really interesting individuals. I've come to that epiphany today as I've been kind of working on some things. I've been driving. I had to stop, and I wanted to get this captured because it makes a huge difference to me of what's going on and what I'm doing in my own life. I wanted to take an opportunity and share that with you today, because as I'm moving forward, the biggest challenge that I'm doing is I'm moving forward because I not only want to reach my goals for finance, for work, for contribution, for relationships, etc. You know what? I really just want to be able to have the satisfaction of knowing I accomplished something. For example, let me just give you one more little story before I'm done here. Over the weekend, it was a holiday, and we went out and we were up north with the family at the cabin, and we were cutting wood and splitting it. And there was something about that physical activity, having the tree cut down, cutting it up into pieces, splitting the wood into pieces as well, putting it in the trailer, actually seeing the responses, seeing the actions, and seeing it. There was something about that. A lot of times what I do in other areas of my life, whether it be trading, whether it be computer consulting, whatever it is, those may end up being a little bit different in their outcomes. I can't quite see it. You know, I could see it on paper, but here's my challenge too. If I'm not measuring it because I just think everything's going to happen and fall into place, which is positive thinking, but I need to get that placed right, it may or may not happen. How do I know I'm accomplishing something? I can't really see it. So there is something about that physical activity of seeing something being done. Right now, we're working at the house and in the yard and behind us in the trees and the woods in the section behind us, kind of cleaning up and organizing that and throwing in a dumpster. There's something, even though the activity is not fun, the activity is interesting because I can see taking something from the back, moving it, and accomplishing a task. A little different than when I'm trading. A little different when I'm doing computer consulting, etc. So I just bring that up. I don't know what the final story and what the final makeup is going to be out there, but it's here. I did say early on, I'm going to share the journey with you. I may not have all the answers on the journey, but you'll certainly be able to understand where I'm at in my journey, just like you may be at the same place in your own journey, or you've already been there, or you haven't experienced, or whatever it may be. I decided that I was going to share it, that I was going to bring it down so you could see I think and act and respond like a normal person, okay? Because I am. I don't think I'm any better than anybody. I don't think I'm any worse than anybody. I'm just on the journey, looking at what I need to do to get to where I want to be in life. I'm looking forward to talking to you and seeing you in the future. Have a fantastic day.